Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We're holding at the Mishnah, roughly 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. Zok the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Shenissis Lekoyim Umeis V'inicham Uberis Lo Yoichlu Avodeha B'truma M'mnei Chelkoy Shel Uber She Uber Poysel V'enei Machel Diver Reb Yoisi. What is this all about? You have a Bas Yisrael who normally, of course, cannot eat truma because she's just a Yisraelis. But she got married to a kohen. And as long as she's married to a kohen, of course, she's allowed to eat truma because the pasuk tells you the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasboi hu yoichel boi. He purchased, in a sense, or he acquired this wife, and therefore they're now husband and wife, and she can go and eat truma. What happens, chas v'shalom, unless the husband passes away? So if the kohen and his wife left over Zera, in other words, there are children, even one child, then she can continue eating truma b'schus, the fact that she has this child, the kohen, that is the kohen's son or the kohen's daughter. And by the way, this applies even if you're talking about an einikel, meaning that even if that child were to pass on and were to leave his or her own child, and that child could even be a Yisrael, like we learned yesterday, even a mamzer chas v'shalom. As long as this happens to be an einikel of the original kohen who passed away, therefore she can continue going and eat truma. Good. Now what happens if there are children? Baruch Hashem, she's able to eat truma. She's also me'uberes at that time. Now the shaylin is no longer about her eating the truma. She can eat the truma because she has, Baruch Hashem, children from the kohen. So that's a given. The question is, what about her avodim? And then, of course, we're going to get back into the discussion about Avdei Malug and Avdei Tzoyin Barzel. Now, the Avdei Malug, those are hers. Being that those are hers, and she's entitled to continue eating because she's considered to be Vayter, not an Eishes Koyin, but she's at least an Eim HaKoyin. So therefore, there's no problem with her Avodim eating. The question is, what about the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, which we discussed yesterday at some length in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, which im pichsu pichsu loy, hoisiru hoisiru loy, and so therefore, as long as they were alive, they certainly belonged to him, and he had full use of them. If chas v'shalom, he would have passed away, or he did pass away, or if he gave a get, so then he either has to go and give those avodim back to her, or at least the stipulated amount which is set forth, the appraisal amount set forth in the ksuba. And we had a machlokes about that yesterday, hadin imoy, hadin imo, as you all recall. Here, however, we're talking about that unfortunately he passed away, and he's left over these nechse tzoyin barzel, these avdei tzoyin barzel. They are now considered to be the Yerusha of his children. Apparently, he paid her off, she got the money for it, and therefore we don't have the problem of Dinimoy, Dinima. She has the money and she's out of the picture. But now these Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, which he has left since he passed away, now belong to his Yarsh. So if he only left over live children, there wouldn't be a problem. Those Yorshim are all Kehanim or Kehanois, and then those Avodim can continue to eat. But the problem over here is that she's also in Uberis. And therefore, the Uber also has an ownership interest in these Avodim. And the Uber cannot be Imachel to the Avodim. Like the Mishnah says, Uber Poisel Ve'enei Machel. Cannot be machel. What's the reason why the Uber can't be machel? We're going to discuss that when we get to the Gemara. It's going to be a machloikis in the Gemara between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. But the Uber cannot be machel.
What does that mean? He can't eat from the truma?
Well, the Uber can't eat from the truma because the Uber is in utero.
Yes.
However, the avodim that belong to him, together with all of his other brothers, he has a certain percentage interest. Let's make life easy, that there are four live brothers. When the father, the kohen, passed away, he left his wife pregnant, and therefore, potentially, there's a fifth brother. Yes, admittedly, it might be a girl. We're going to talk about that later. But let's assume for our purposes, it's another brother. So instead of four brothers, how many brothers do we have altogether? Five. And so therefore, he has an undivided 20% interest in these avodim, and since the Uber does not have the legal capacity to be ma'achil means to allow the avodim to eat, so the avodim can't eat. even though 80% of the ownership belongs to the others. But his ownership interest is also significant. And it says in our Mishnah, the Uber is not ma'achil. The question is, why is he not ma'achil? We'll have again a machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef when we get to the Gemara. It's good. Says Dr. Mishnah, v'nichmu beres lo yoichlu avodeha betruma, even though it says avodeha means the avdei tzayim barzel. Why not? Nechelkoi shel Uber, because of the chedek that potentially belongs to the Uber shel Uber, poisel the enoi ma'achil divir Rav Yosef. Now, that the Uber is enoi ma'achil, we just discussed now. That if there's an Uber who has an interest over here, he doesn't allow for the avodim to be able to go and eat, because he is still in utero. What does this Uber poisel mean? Uber poisel is a reverse situation. Not a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, but a Bas Kohen who's married to a Yisrael. And therefore, normally, if there are no other children after the husband passes away, then she returns back to her parents and she eats Truma de Menashe. In fact, it's this week's Parsha, where it says in the Pasuk, Uvas Koyin Kisia Almona Ugrusha, Uvizera Einla, Vishova Albesa Via Kinurel, Milechem Avia Toichel. Oh, so this Bas Koyin that was married to the Yisrael, the Nichum Uberes, now the question is, what is her status? So, the Yisrael unfortunately passed away. She's a Bas Koyin. She'd love to be able to go and eat Truma again. If she had children from this Yisrael, she would not be able to eat Truma. But at the moment, she doesn't have any children, but she is Me'uberes. What's the status now? Her Uber, poisel, the Uber stops her from returning to her parents' home for the purposes of eating the Truma. Of course, physically, she can go home, but she cannot go and eat the Truma as long as she is Me'uberes.
Does that status of the Uber persist until 30 days? Or is that as soon as the Uber is born? That this Uber status that it has monetarily to inhibit or halakhically to inhibit, mm-hmm. is this a Uber plus birth plus 30 days?
Could you say it might be a nightfall?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering. I'm not.
No, I understand. I think that once the Uber is born, the assumption is that since Roiv are l'chaim, that at that point he would no longer passel and he would no longer be. He would allow for the
it's the status.
That's what I assume. I don't know that for certain. Okay. We'd have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch or the Mefarshim.
And these are all nogea right now to the controversy about abortion, obviously. So I'm, it's kind of like
very good.
I'm wondering about it because.
Okay. So she'uber poisel the einem machel tiver Rabbi Yosi. That's why Rabbi Yosi says that the, if you will, the Uber is a spoiler in our Mishnah, and the Avodim, the Nechzit Tzoyim Barzal, are not able to eat. So let's just take a quick look at the Rashi at the top, fourth line. V'nichem Uberes, says Rashi, Avabi Sheyesh Labodim Emenu, even though there are other sons. V'yoycheles V'truma, therefore she eats the Truma, because although she's a Bas Yisrael, she's the mother of Kohanim. L'yoychel Avdi Tzoyim Barzal V'truma, the Avdi Tzoyim Barzal Nish, V'fi Shehen Shal Yorshim, they belong to the Yorshim. Yesh lo uber behem chelik, and the uber has a chelik in them. Then the uber koyach lahachilon betruma, and the uber doesn't have the power, the capacity to be machel to allow them to eat truma. Why not? Rashi brings the two reasons, which we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Skip to the next Rashi. She uber poisel. Now they're talking about a reverse case. In bas koyin nisisli Yisrael. There is no other. If there was another ben, she wouldn't be able to eat because she's the mother of the Yisrael. So she's still attached to her former, to her late husband. But there is no other child. There's only an Uber. Poisla, it stops her to be able to eat the Truma de Menashe, the Truma from her father's home. In our case of our Mishnah, in Bas Yisrael Lekoyini, Umeis, V'nichum Uberes, Ein Be'uber Koyech Lahachila, V'adin Lavodim. If that's the only guy in the block, this Uber, he cannot be Machal her, and he cannot be Machal Yavodim. The only reason why Rashi said that here the Bas Yisrael is able to eat is because there were other Bonim, and they are Machal to her. However, those other Bonim cannot be Machal to the Avodim, because the Avodim belong to all the Yorshim, and the Yorshim include this Uber in utero, and he cannot be machel, so he disturbs it, or he shters. That's a wonderful English term. He interferes with the ability of those avonim to be able to eat. So now, that's what Rabbi Yossi said. So back to the Mishnah. Omer Loi, so the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yosi, Me'acha shehe adat alonu al Bas Yisrael l'koyim. If you're telling me that the Bas Yisrael, who's Uberis to the Koyim, that Uber shters and doesn't allow for the Avonim to eat, Af Bas Koyim l'koyim umeis v'inichim Uberis. What's the reason? Because the Uber has an undivided, let's say 20% interest in these avadim, and therefore, until he is born, he cannot allow them to go and eat in the truma. And if that's the case, then the same thing should apply if it's a bas koyin to a koyin. That they have Baruch Hashem avadim avdi tzayin barzel. She has been paid off under the terms of her ksuba, so that's not a problem. The Avdei Tzayin Barzel now belong to the Yarshim. The Yarshim are the four boys, and this kid is in utero. So who cares whether or not she's a Bas Yisrael, even if she is a Bas Koyin? Bottom line is the Uber Einoi Machel, according to what Rabbi Yossi said. So why are you restricting your case to Bas Yisrael to Koyin, even if it's a Bas Koyin to a Koyin?
What's the Chachamim's complaint? If they're all Kohanim, what's the problem?
Because we're saying that the only way an Eved can eat is if his Baalim are Ma'achil him. Who are the Baalim? Four and a half. Four live boys and one who's in utero, the Uber. And if we say that the Uber does not have the capacity to feed these Kohanim, it's not only that, okay, so just cross him out, delete, push the delete button, put him on the side. As you said, he shters. Ain't a Ma'achil, he doesn't allow for the Avadim to eat because he owns 20% and his 20% right stops the avodim from eating. You want to know why can the uber be machel? That's the next gemara. Zukti mar ibaylu. Time of the Rabbi Yosi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosi? Mishum to kasover uber b'mei zora zorhu. Oy dilma yolud machel she'ene yolud ene machel. The gemara wants to say, why does Rabbi Yosi say that the uber stares and doesn't allow for the avodim to eat? There are two possible reasons. Reason number one is because she herself is a Bas Yisrael. So she is a Zorah. She is pregnant, so she has an Uber within her. And some of the Mefarshim relate this Gemara to another famous Gemara, that Uber Yerech Imoy. And therefore, just like she is a Zorah, the Uber inside, at the moment until he's born, is also a Zorah. Eventually, he'll be born in Yetchim, he'll have the status of a Kohen. But at the moment, he's still part and parcel of this Yisraelis. A Yisraelis and a Yisrael cannot be Machel Betruma. So therefore, since 20% of these Kahanim belong to this kid, this Uber, and the Uber is a Zor, see, that's why he interferes, he shters from allowing the Avodim to eat. But when he'll be born, he'll be a Koyin, so then they can eat. That's the first reason. And maybe it has nothing to do with Zoris per se. It has to do with fetuses. Dilma Yolud Machel She'ene Yolud Eine Machel. The only person that can go and be machel betruma is someone who is alive and kicking a real person that is born. A person that is born, he the kohen, he can eat, and he can be machel to his wife, he can be machel to his children, he can be machel to his avodim. But someone who hasn't been born yet doesn't have that legal capacity to go be machel to others. Like the Pasuk says, the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbei. It's got to be a kohen. He's not a Kohen yet. He hasn't even been born yet. He is still a fetus. He can't be called up for an aliyah, of course, etc., etc. So therefore, maybe that's the reason. Yolid machel, sheni yolid ena machel. So now you're going to tell me, well, that's a nafkimina, whichever way it is. No, it's a big nafkimina. But my nafkimina, li uber b'mei kohenes. Oh. What happens if it's not a bas Yisrael, the Kohen? It's a bas Kohen, le Kohen. And the bas Kohen happens to be pregnant. So the child inside is certainly not a czar, because the father is a kohen and the mother is a kohenes. He's certainly from the Zera HaKahuna. That's no question. And that being the case, if that was the reason that the uber is not machal, because he's a czar, here he's not a czar. He's like uber yerech imoy, and she happens to be a kohenes, and therefore no reason why he can't call me machal. Elamai, maybe it's the second reason. The second reason is, I don't distinguish or discriminate as to what his origins are, whether he's a Yisrael, a Levi, a Kohen. The bottom line is a fetus can't be Machel. So it doesn't make a difference whether the fetus is B'me'ei Kohen or Kohenes or B'me'ei Yisraelis. That would be the Nafkamina. So now thinking about this for a moment, now we understand the Chachamim of our Mishnah. The Chachamim that are arguing with Rabbi Yosi, they are assuming that the reason is because of Yolid Machel, She'eni Yolid Eina Machel, and that's why the Chachamim are saying, I'm back in the Mishnah. Al Bas Yisrael the Koyin, that the Uber cannot be Machl. Why? Because he's not a live being. He's only a fetus. Zav bas koin lekoin umeis v'nichem uberes also lo yoich lo avdeh betrumah. Nechal koi shel Uber, because Uber cannot be Machl. And therefore, the choyer, what Rabbi Yossi can answer and should answer, and we're going to talk about this momentarily, is, I didn't say that the reason is because an Uber ain't a Machl. The reason is because it's a Zar b'me'ima, and that only applies, therefore, to Bas Yisrael, Shenissus l'Koyin. But it would not apply to a Bas Koyin, Shenissus l'Koyin. And that's what the Gemara is saying. L'may nafkimin l'Uber b'me'kuyanis. My, so, l'may, so what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara asked, Iboilu ma'atam d'Rabbi Yossi. So tomorrow, Omer Rabba, hayne tam d'Rabbi Yossi, d'kosober Uber me'zara, Zaru. Oh, like we just said, like the first reason, because he's a Zar. Rav Yosef Omar, it's the second reason. Yolid machlish, any yolid, any machl. It's a meisve. So go back to our Mishnah now. Omlo the Rav Yosef, neach shiab to lunal bas Yisrael the koyin. That what? That the Uber is not machl, then bas koyin the koyin mal. What would be the din of bas koyin the koyin? Which is the lashon that we had in our Mishnah. Now, however, the Gemara brings from a braisa that there was a response from Rav Yosef to the Rabban. Our Mishnah ends kind of after the Rabbanan said emphatically to Rabbi Yossi, we disagree, and Rabbi Yossi didn't have an opportunity to respond. In the Braise, he has an opportunity. Omalahem, zu shamati, v'zu loy shamati. The first halacha I heard, in other words, the Bas Yisrael l'koyin, I heard that the Uber interferes, shters, and doesn't allow for the Avodim Avdei Tzayim Barzel to eat. V'zu, but the other case that you're posing, the Bas Koyin l'koyin, loy shamati. Now, it sounds like what he's saying is, you know, intellectual integrity and honesty. I didn't have a kabbal on that, and therefore I don't know. However, Rashi learns differently. If you look at Rashi, Vizulo Shemati, 3-4 lines after where the Gemara begins. So, Rashi, Vizulo Shemati, li isur el hatera. The only staring, the only interference I heard was in the Bas Yisrael l'koyin. But in the case of Bas Koyin l'koyin, Zulo Shemati, there I didn't hear about any interference. In fact, I heard that it's mutter, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Ah, then you could eat. So now the Gemara analyzes. If you're going to go and tell me that the reason for our Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi says that the Uber shters is because the Uber is in the boch, inside the womb of a Bas Yisrael. And the Bas Yisrael is a Zor. So therefore the child is also a Zorhu. Oh, Hantakamale Zushamat Zushamat. Then I understand perfectly. In the case of Bas Yisrael Koyin, it's Osir, 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 that the Avdei Tzayim Barzel cannot eat because the Uber is a Zor. So we have 80% owned by Kahanim, 20% owned by a future, but at the moment, a future Koyin. But at the moment, he is an in utero Yisrael. He's a Zor. That's why he can't eat. I understand. Vizuloi Shemati, by the case of the Bas Koyin Lekoyin, that's Munter, because you don't have an in utero Zor problem. The in utero is also a Koyin. Eliam is Yolid Machlish, any Yolid ain't a Machl. If you're going to say like the Svora of Rabbi Yosef, that the reason is because Yolid Machl ain't a Machl. Maizu Shemati, Vizuloi Shemati. What is the distinction that Rabbi Yosef is making in the Braisa? This one I heard, Li Isser. This one I heard, Leheter. They're exactly the same case. The fact that this is a Bas Yisrael and this is a Bas Koyin is le'malav le'moyded. The important thing is that a yolid, a person who's alive, can be machel. Someone who's just a fetus cannot be machel. So that's the case. It makes no difference whether the fetus happens to be a Koyin, a Levi, or Yisrael. And the Rabbanan's question in the Mishnah is an excellent question. And this that Rabbi Yossi says, well, here I heard le'isser, this I heard le'heter. I don't see any justification for distinguishing between one case and the other. So the Chayyur Rab is right, and Rabbi Yosef is wrong. The Kasha, you have a good point, says Takashver on Rabbi Yosef. Om Rav Yira Mishmur, Zu Div Rav Yosef. That we learned in the Mishnah that the Uber shters and doesn't allow the Avitz and Basel to eat, that's Rav Yosef. Ava Chachamim Moimrim, Yesh Loi Bonim, Oich Lemishim Bonim, Ein Loi Bonim, Oich Lemishim Achim, Ein Loi Achim, what is the Gemara saying? But if Yudah Mishmul says is, when did we learn in our Mishnah that the Uber shters, it's only Rabbi Yossi that holds that. The Chacham say, if there are real live children besides this Uber, we are going to ignore the Uber and we're just going to go after the live children. Yesh Lebanim, if the Koinu passed away, left over sons, so they are the Yarshim. Okay, so then the owners of these avadim are banim or all kehanim. Anyway, banim, unfortunately, if there are no children, like a yavam yavama situation, they have no children. So they got to be other yarshim somewhere. So if there are other brothers, then they're going to yarsh. Ainlay Achim, if he has no brothers, Oichlum Mishamishbacha Kula, somebody, a Fetter, a Zayda, a cousin.
Whoever owns the Avadim, are Kohanim, because they're paternal relatives, so.
And they own Mishbachas Avkarim Mishbach.
Right, so some whoever owns those Avadim have Kohanim status.
Exactly. So now, what's the reason why I'm discounting and omitting the ownership of the Uber? So Rashi says, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that the Chayr of Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying, according to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say that Uber ain lois chia. Since it's only a fetus, he has no ownership rights. You don't have to come on to his capacity to be able to be machel. He has no capacity at all. At the moment, he's not a legal being. That being the case, he doesn't own anything. You can't give him anything. He can't take anything. He can't own anything. As gunish. If that's the case, so he doesn't shter, he doesn't interfere. Who are the only owners that own these nechzitzon bazel? Only kehanim. For the kehanim can go and eat. That's the end of the story of the member of Rebbe Yehuda Mishmuel. Now the Gemara is medayik. Notice Rebbe Yehuda Mishmuel started zo div Rebbe Yosi. That we learned until now is Rebbe Yosi, but chachamim oimrim differently. So says the Gemara, it sounds like zuvalei svirelei. That the point that Nachman Rav Yehuda Mishmuel is trying to make, Rabbi Yosi, don't get too entrenched with Rabbi Yosi, because we don't paskin like that. We're going to paskin like the Chachamim, and don't worry about that there's an Uber over here. Le malav le mayir, this is gunish mit gunish. Ah, because apparently he holds that Uber doesn't have a schir. Ha'omale Shmuel, the same Shmuel that we're just quoting now, on Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, the same Shmuel said, L'Rav Chuna Bekarato, Rashi said Bekarato has two definitions. Begadato means either that he comes from Baghdad, or that he's a Baal Agoda, that he was familiar with all the Enyakovs, all the Agadats and Shas and Midrashim, etc. What did he tell him? Puk, I see li beyasar, do me a favor, bring together a minion. Apparently, Brother Shai was not available, or the Brother Shai would have brought together the minion. Da'im alechob anpayu, that I should be able to go and say in their face, in front of them, Hamizake li uber kono. You should know an uber can have a kinyan after all. Oh, and that's why Shmuel want together a minion together, actually, he says, lefarsim esadabar, so that this would become mafursim, that would become public knowledge. Because we know the klal of chaver chaver yisle, the chaver 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 yisle, particularly if you're starting over with 10 people, within a half an hour, together with an internet, within 10 seconds, everybody in the whole world knows about what somebody is thinking or saying, whether it's true news or fake news, but it just spreads like wildfire. So therefore, get together 10 people so that everybody should know that Mizaka Uber comes, that Uber has a kinyan after all.
When you're saying mizaka, we're talking about zochan adam shlo b'fanav type zichia. What type of mizaka are we talking about?
Okay, here? I mean, it could be one out of a million, but let's go and give a simple example. You have a lady walking down the street who happens to be Uberis, and I'm very happy about the fact that, Baruch Hashem, there are going to be new generations, and so therefore I say, you know that child, I'm hereby giving that child a present of $1 million. And I'm going to make all different types of kinyan. A kinyan hagba, a kinyan galila, a kinyan chotzer, a kinyan meshicha, a kinyan mesira, a hidei acher, mit ashtar, mit kesef. I'm going to go and be mezakla uber. Uber, when you're born, I give you right now $1 million. Going to open up a bank account in the name of this unnamed kid in uterus, this fetus, $1 million. After that, the child is born. Can he go and claim those funds? Says Shmuel, absolutely, it belongs to him, it's his money. So if Shmuel holds that his Uber can be koina, so why is Shmuel saying that this is due to Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosi holds that an Uber inside in utero has a kinyan, and that's why it shters the avodim from eating. But the Chachamim disagree and say, forget about the fetus. A fetus cannot go and be zeicha, ki hu zeh, gunish, zero. So the only owners are the live ones, and the live ones are Okehanim. If Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel holds that the Chacham, that is the majority opinion, and that's the Halacha, and therefore that an Uber has no Schir, how are we saying now that Shmuel personally held that an Mezak L'Uber, that Uber can have a Schir, he can have ownership rights? So the Chari, that's a Stira Shmuel and Shmuel. Says Yimura, Allah, the premise of your Kasha is faulty. When Shmuel said, Zu div Rabbi Yossi. He didn't mean to say, it's Rabbi Yossi, but I respectfully disagree and I hold like the Chachamim. And the Zu Svirullah, he meant to say, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi, and go and inscribe them in the walls and in all your notebooks and in all your notes, because I hold like Rabbi Yossi. Grad, I'll tell you, you should know there happen to be Chachamim disagree. But I hold like Rabbi Yossi, that a Mezakla Uber is Koina, and the Uber can have a Kinyan, and therefore he does there, like we learned in the Mishnah. So therefore, Micah Mashal, and so why is he telling us that? Zudiv Rabbi Yossi is really the Pligar Abonale. Ah, see, his whole Chiddush by adding Avachom Oimrim. Until now, we assume that the reason why he's saying Avachom Oimrim is to discredit the Psak of Rabbi Yossi and to say, yeah, it's Rabbi Yossi, Echosha Beid, Rabbi Yossi Nemuki Ima, Yah, Gevaldig, Gevaldig. However, we don't pass him like that. Chachom Oimrim, Yesh Lebanu, we follow the Chachom. But now that we're saying that Shmuel, in fact, holds the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, why is he telling us about the Chacham? Just to go on for our knowledge that we should be aware, my kamashl, the pligi rabban alei, the Rabbi Yossi, that there's a machlokes. Pray timora, umi pligi, is there in fact a machlokes? And the aleph of the Bach takes out masiv. Ho amar Reb Zakkai, zu edis heyed Rabbi Yossi mipi shemayi v'avtalyon. When Rabbi Yossi said this in the Mishnah, he didn't make it up. He heard this, he had a bekabala from Shmaya Bavtalian. Vahoiduloi, and those present were moide, which sounds like they agreed, they accepted what he had to say. And you're telling me that Shmuel says, no, Rabbi Yossi holds X, but the Chum disagree. I see from Reb Zakkai, he's saying that Rabbi Yossi said that look, and everybody started cheering. Vahoiduloi, I say, good. Evnimo Amravashi Miktani, the Kiblu. Vahoiduloi Ktani, the Mistaber Tame. What Ravashi says is, it doesn't say the Kiblu, that they were Makabal, and they say, yo, yo, let's go and write it down, Psak Halacha, and the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Yossi, no. Vahoiduloi means that they all smiled, they all cheered, they gave him a standing ovation, they all nodded their heads in agreement, not La Halacha, but mean to say, Rabbi Yossi, Mimukai Imai, Hazav, finest shir, I haven't heard a shir like that in years, Givaldik, the way you explained it, and the Makoyus, and the, wonderful. Aba Halacha L'maisa, the Chachamim respectfully disagreed. Okay, turn around. Now we're going to go through a number of scenarios. Yomu beres, nishmu beres, yobonim, nishbonim, zechorim, nekevois. We're going to have a 3 or 4 way machloikis. It's all pretty straightforward, but just have to remember the details of the various cases. The Kohen passed away, and he left over children, sons, but she was not Mu'uberes. Not Mu'uberes. Eilu ve'eilu oichlin. Eilu ve'eilu, says Rashi, means both the Avdei Malug and the Avdei Tzayim Barzel can go and eat. The reason why the Avdei Malug can eat is because she is entitled to eat. The reason why she's entitled to eat is because her late husband, the Kohen, left over boys. In the schus of those boys, she's the Eim Habonim Semecha. She's allowed to go and eat the Truma, and therefore her Avdei Malug that belong to her can also eat the Truma. That's fine. As well as, if they're only Bonim and there is no Uber, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel can eat, because they happen to belong to some coin somewhere, either these Bonim, particularly we said that they're a Bonim, so therefore they belong to the Bonim HaKehanim, Avdei Tzayim Barzel can eat. No problem. Eilu ve'eilu, say that. The Avdei Malug, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel can eat. Hiniach Mu'uberes. What happens if he left her as Mu'uberes? And Rashi says, V'lo hiniach la'banim. Only Mu'uberes. No children. Eilu ve'eilu, ein oichlin. So neither the Nichsi Malug, the Avdei Malug, nor the Avdei Tzayim Barzel can go and eat. Why? Because we said in the Mishnah, Uber einoi machel. An Uber on his own does not have the capacity to go and be machel, either to his mother, or to the Avonim, or to anybody, because he's only an Uber. Like we said, certainly according to the Chachamim, Uber is Yogod Machel, she'eni Yogod Eina Machel, like we concluded before, according to the Chachamim.
She personally can eat?
She cannot eat either,
right?
Because so there are no Avonim. There's only an Uber.
No Uber, right. So why are they picking on the slaves? You're not saying...
She can eat. Certainly the slaves can
eat. Right.
Very, very good point. Look at the Rashi. Eilu ve'eilu ein oichlim. You have a go with the previous Rashi. Inichem uberes. V'inichem uberes. Only uberes, no banim. Eilu ve'eilu ein oichlim. She'uber ein amachu. Lo yes imoy. V'lo yes avon. So you're asking, why didn't the Gemara tell us about the imoy? I would say probably for consistency in style, because we started off, hiniach banim, eilu ve'eilu, the Avdei Malug, and the Avdei Tzayim Barzel are oichlim. And, of course, for sure, she can eat, because there are banim over here. Now, the other way around, including she also doesn't eat because there is no one to be machal her. Good. What happens if we have both? Oh, that's really the case of the Mishnah. Both their bonim and the uberes. She's allowed to eat because she has nothing to do with who the ownership rights are to these avonim. The master she can eat because she has bonim, even though she's also uberes. And her avdim malug that belongs to her can also eat. So that's no problem. Oh, like we had earlier on in our Mishnah and in the Braisa, Ober Poisel Ein HaMachel, period, and therefore the Avdi Tzein Barzel cannot, even though there are four or five other Bonim around, and therefore this fetus only owns, let's say, 10%, 20%, makes no difference. Nechalke Shel Uber, they cannot eat, we're going to have to wait until the Uber is born. Diver Reb Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel bir Rabbi Yosi, that's the son, of course, of Rabbi Yosi, Oimer, Mishum of him, the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, Habas Ma'achelis, Haben Ein HaMachel. Until now we're talking about Bonim. We didn't really identify their gender. Says now Rabbi Shmuel, I'm going to tell you, if the children that are left are just Bonois, or just Abbas, then Machalis. Then the Avdi Tzein Barzel can eat. However, if it's a Ben, Ein HaMachel, then it cannot eat. If you think about it just for about 3 seconds, it should be the other way around. Because after all, the Ben has far greater ownership rights than the Bas. So if anything, I would say a Ben is Machil, a Bas is not Machil. And then, of course, it depends whether you have a Bas and a Ben together. Because if Bas and a Ben, she has no rights whatsoever, just simply because of the fact that in the Torah, Yerusha is all in the Bonim and not in the Bonis, unless there are no Bonim at all, like the case of the Nice Love, etc. Anyway, Rashi conveniently says, Mefarish Bekamor Lekaman. Mir Tashem on the Amid Beis, we're going to discuss this Bas Machelis and the Ben Eina Machel in some detail on the Amid Beis. So just put that in the back of your heads. We'll get back to it. Reb Shimon Yechoy Oimer. Zechorim Yoichlu, or Yochelu, if the children that are left, that the Koyin who passed away left over boys, then Yoichlu. Then the Avdit Tzein Barzel can eat. But kulan nekevis, if all of those that are left behind are just nekevis, lo yoichlu, then the avodim cannot eat. Why? Shem yimotzi uber zocher be'elabonis b'mokam aben klok. So what do they want me to say? If there are only boys, then the avodim can eat. Even if the wife is a mu'uberis. And the Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, but why is that? If you hold like Rabbi Yosi, and you're talking about the wife is Muberis and the Uber has a chelik and ownership interest, why doesn't it shter? So we're going to talk about that on the Amud Beis shortly. Kul Nekevis, if all of those that left behind are Nekevis, then lo yoichlu. You know why lo yoichlu? Because Shema Yimotzi Uber Zachar, maybe the Uber inside is a Zachar. Vein Leban is Mamakam Ben Klum. And therefore, who is the sole owner of the Avodim? This future Zachar, who at the moment is just a male fetus, but eventually he's going to come out to Miyat Hashem after 9 months. And Shema, maybe that Uber Zachar is going to take over the whole kit and caboodle of all the Avodim. And therefore, these Nekevis are worthless or meaningless for purposes of the ownership of these avodim, and the uber is the only rightful owner. We got to have to wait until he's born, and therefore the avodim cannot eat in the interim. And now the Gemara asks a question: my ir yishem yimotzi uber zachar, typically din akeva nami pasla. Why don't you go and simply say, obviously this madiyam Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds that an uber shters, and that's why he says, even though at the moment they're only the Kevois, and therefore they own the Avodim, maybe there'll be an Uber Zachar. Who cares, maybe there'll be an Uber Zachar? Yeah, but if the Uber Zachar, he's going to take over the whole ownership. But Uber is a Kulish. No, Uber is something, and Uber inside, he has ownership rights, and therefore the Kevois, no. So if that's the case, even if the Uber is a Nekeva, it should pass because of the 20% interest that Nekeva inside in utero owns, like we said in the Mishnah. So Nekeva now it pasul. So why is it only Shem Yimotzi Uber Zacha? Says Yimor, you're right. Chodavoyt Kamer. Chodavoyt Nekeva now it pasul. Number one, maybe it's going to be Nekeva, and therefore, until now we only have four Nekevas, Arbi Imohos. But now there's a fifth one that's in utero, and therefore that Uber also has a chelik, and that shters, and that's why you can't go and only Yolid Machel, any Yolid Eina Machel. And that's problem one. V'oid, and even worse than that, shemi imatzi uber zachar, maybe the uber will be a zachar, v'ein l'banet mokam ven klom, and therefore they have no rights whatsoever. It's zero. So regardless of what the gender of that uber is going to be, if there's only banais, lo yad. Thank you, Mark.
Hold on. If the Bonos were older, you had four daughters, all over 12, 13 years old, and their father dies, leaving the mother pregnant, those daughters, you're saying, inherit the Nechsei Tzong Barzel, the Avadim. Mm-hmm. If they were to choose, while their mother's pregnant, to sell those Avadim, would that sale be valid sale? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in the world right now, they own it's their property. There's a Shema, there's an Uber.
If you hold that an Uber has a kinyan, you'd have to ask the Uber. Since you don't have an Uber that you can ask, you would appoint an apotropis. And we're going to see on the Amud Beis where the apotropis can make decisions on behalf of the Uber.
Okay. Because it's the property rights they have are in the present. This Uber is a potential claimant.
If you hold that the Uber shters, that means he has an ownership right already now. But he doesn't have the koyach, he doesn't have the capacity to be he has a capacity to be zocher. That's what Shmuel was saying before in front of the minyan.
Okay.
A mezak le'uber kana, an uber has ownership rights. So, once you've told me by nekevis lo yoichlu, why? Because this child that in utero also has ownership interests. So, why bizchar me yoichlu? For ikka uber, why don't we say like Rabbi Yossi said, and like Rabbi Shimon ben Bar Yochai is saying, in the case of the Nekevos, that you have four boys, only boys, but there is a child in utero, and that child in utero, if it turns out to be in a keva, then there's no problem.
It's meaningless.
But if it turns out to be a zacher, he has a 20% interest. And you're talking about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai agrees that an uber has an interest, because we said, Shema teipuglet in a keva, Nami Pasla, even if the child is in the cave, but also Pasla because of the Uber interest. And well, you're right, Chod of Oikomer. It might be in the cave, it might be a Zachar. So you see, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai agrees with Rabbi Yossi's halacha in the Mishnah that an Uber is Koina. So if the Uber is Koina, even if you have four Zacharim and you have a child inside, why do you say Yochelu? That child should stare because that Uber also owns 20% and only a Yolid Machel and an Ein Yolid. Ain't a machel, but ikka uber. Everything Gemara kasavar ain't choishish in the miuta. We're not choishish for a miut. Why is an uber possibly being a zocher a miut? After all, you assume it's 50-50. 50% of the kids are girls and 50% of the kids are boys. So says Rashi, I'll tell you why. You're right. In terms of gender, it's taka 50-50. However, remember that there's always a small percentage, maybe 1%, of Nebuchadnezzar. And therefore, that also has to be thrown into the equation. And that being the case, let's assume, just for purposes of the arithmetic, that 2% of the all children in utero, chas v'sholem, are going to become the following. Obviously, it's a much smaller percent, but just to do the arithmetic to make it easy. Let's assume 2% are nephalim. That, therefore, leaves over 98%. And therefore, 49% are zachar, 49% are nekeva. Oh, so what's the likelihood that a full-term zachar is going to be born? Only 49%. Because there's a 51% chance that this child will be either a nekeva or a neifel. Oh, come to chayis, it's only a miut. So this mandi, I mean, chayis miut, I'm not worried about a miut. And therefore, I have four zacharim, the child that is in utero, number one, might be a nekeva. Number two, might be a neifel. It might also be a zachar. Zachar is a miut. I'm not chayis in a miut. And that's why I'm allowing by zacharim yoichel. Like the famous
Rameyer.
I am choshen lemiut. However, davdina leitakanta k'rav Nachman omer Shmuel. You know what we can do? We can make a takone. What's the takone? The Rav Nachman omer Shmuel. Yisayim shabol achlech benichse aviem bezmam lehem abetrapis uboir lehem chelik yofa. What happens if you have a bunch of little kids, Yisayim, and it's worthwhile to go and sell a property because now the market is at its height, and therefore they can really make a real steal, a real killing, and let's go and sell it before it goes down, before the bitcoins go down another 50%, the stocks go down another 70%, let's go schnell and go and sell. Now, what are we going to do now? These Yisayim, unfortunately, actually have no seichel. They're only little babies, little kids. Oh, we're going to appoint an apotropos. Now, apotropos hopefully will have some seichel, and he'll make the right decision. And what are you going to do with the money? They're going to go and divide it up in the best way, shape possible. And the Tanakhama says, Higdilu, not Tanakhama, Nachman Mishmul says, Higdilu, once they become older over bar mitzvah, then Yichayl Limchais. Then they can go and review the records, and they can go and say, we think the apotropos made a bad mistake, and then they can go and try to reverse whatever allocations were made at that time. That was Rav Nachman of Mishmul. Rav Nachman, Didei Oimer, Rav Nachman says on his own, Higdil Ein Yechon L'Nem Chais. Now, once it's already settled with the apotropos and with Bezdin, you can't reverse the decision. Dimkei Makoyach Bezdin Yofa. You cannot have that every decision at Bezdin should be appealable
perpetual,
forever.
Perpetual review.
Exactly, perpetual review. Then nothing is permanent. Everything is just... Oisius Porches Ba'aver. You have to have some finality to things. Okay, that machloikis is only in a detail. But everybody agrees, Rav Nachman and Shmuel, that halacha lemaisa, if you have a bunch of yisayimim and you have to give zechanaitza, you can. You point it out, but Trump doesn't work things out. That's what the Gemara called avida le takanta. So now Rashi says, we'll do the same thing over here. You have over here a bunch of avdei nechsi tzayin barzel. They're all hungry to eat. It costs a fortune to go and buy chulin. Truma is much, much cheaper. But I got an Uber over here for the next 9 months. I'm stuck. I can't do anything. So you know what? We're going to be boyingly Uber, says Rashi. Look at the Rashi in the third line of Din Leitakanta. Boyingly Uber, Shar Nechosim Lechalkai. There are a bunch of Avodim over here. The Avodim, the 20 Avodim together are worth $10,000. You're saying that this child that's born, maybe he's going to own 20%, so 20% of 10,000 would come out to roughly $2,000. You know what? We're going to set aside in his bank account $2,000, or we'll give him a piece of karka worth $2,000, or we'll give him a piece of jewelry, a gold watch worth $2,000. We'll somehow satisfy his needs. Yeah, but an Uber can't do anything. What does an Uber understand? We're going to Abdin Leita Kanta, we'll appoint an apotropos, and the apotropos will boy lam chelik yofa, say the Uber is going to get this gold watch worth $2,000. Now all the avana belong only to the remaining healthy, live boys, shy, and they'll be able to go and eat. And that's Pshatim Shema Yechoi, Zecharim Yechel. When we make such a takana to allow the Avodim Taka to eat, b'schus, the Levidic boys, and the Uber will get another chelik when he gets born. We'll get married now, and he'll be able to use it when he's born. He'll be able to put a gold watch on before the bris. He'll be able to put a gold watch on his arm. Make sure it doesn't fall off. Anyway, look at the top Rashi, third line of Din Lake Takanta, third line, Boyrin the Uber Shar Nechosim, the Chelkoi, Venim to Ubrim Kulan, now L'Chedek HaNeilodim, I said Ubrim, Nim to Avodim Kulan L'Chedek HaNeilodim, now the Avodim only belong to Neilodim, those that are already born, Abel Heich, the Kulan L'Kei boys, why don't you do the same thing? L'Imetzino L'Mebet Takanta, Shemihei Ubr Zohar, V'Hei HaKol Shaloi. Then you can say, well, let's make an allocation, give him 20%, give him 50%. If they're only Nekevis, maybe he's going to own 100%. And therefore, Shemayichoi says, Zechorim Yoichul. Al Zechorim, we will allow the Avdi Tzayin Barzel to eat. How? By doing this Boyrin Lehem Chedek Yof and giving it to the Ober. But Kulin the Kevis Leyoichul, because there's no way of knowing what the gender will be. And if the gender is going to be a Zachar, then they have no rights whatsoever. And that's why the Avodim Lo Yoichul. So that's the Pshat now in the Brayt of Shem Bayichai. Zokti Mariyetz.
Why didn't we say in the Mishnah we could have said a similar thing? Why didn't we think of the Takanta? Why didn't we say because the two, we only have two, in this price we have the benefit of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, we have Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai. It's interesting, we have Rabbi Yossi, Chachamim, then we have other Chachamim who are Cholik and Rabbi Yossi outside. Mm-hmm. So who are the Chachamim of our Mishnah, mm-hmm. if the Chachamim of the Braisa and Rabbi Yossi are Cholik in the other direction?
Yeah, it could be others. Okay. Well, we're not finished yet. Mitzvah Shemi, as you'll see, things will hopefully become a little clearer as we go through. And says the Gemara now, Salema de Rav Nachman Tanoi. Let us say that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. It's really not Rav Nachman as much as it's Shmuel. The reason why we say Rav Nachman probably is because Rav Nachman is on both sides of the argument over here. So Rav Nachman and Shmuel that says, Mamin lema petropis. And then Shmuel said, and Rav Nachman says, I agree with what we just said. After all, I said it myself, the name of Shmuel, but I disagree on that ingredient, on that nekuda of Higdil Ein Yichayin L'Mechais. But I hold Avdin and Takanta. So now the question is, as Brother Shai just asked so expertly a moment ago, why didn't we say that in the Mishnah? Let's go and make this takana. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it shters? Zaytzechoyz Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of this takana, and he holds that you can't go and appoint an apotropos. So Freit Dimar, Leimid Rav Nachman Tanoyam, you're telling me that Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, that Avdina Takanta, is itself totally in a machloikis. So, well, you don't have to say that. I mean, you could say that, but there's no hechrich to say that. Why the kuliyama is lit? I'm not going to be. Everybody agrees that avdin and takata. V'acha b'choshen mi'utzak miflegi. The machloikis is where they did not make a takana, whether or not I'm choshen mi'uta. Remember, the choshen mi'uta is that I have this child in utero. This child only by mi'ut is going to be a zachar, 49%. It could be, it'll be a zachar, but al pi rov, it'll either be in a keva or a nafel. And therefore, if I say I discount miutim, I'm not choshen le miuta, then I discount the uber altogether. And the only thing I'm concerned about is those of the lebedika that are here. And therefore, if I have zacharim, zacharim yechelu, because I discount this miut, this potential zachar that you're saying is going to take over 20%, that's a miut. Ah, that's the machloikus over here. Where the Tanakama Rabbi Yossi says, I am choshin the miyuta, and therefore the ubishters. And we have Nerv Shema Yechoy that says, ain choshin the miyuta, and it doesn't shter. And that was the first error. Remember, the Gemara asked, I veikha uber, kasav, Rabbi Shema Yechoy holds, ain choshin the miyuta. Or if you buy the same line and choshin the miyuta. And the machloikus is the gabi davdina leitakanta. Zok to Gemara, I don't have to say like the second shot, that Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel's halacha of appointing an apotropos and boiling like me the yofa is a chedek yofa, is a machlekes. Everybody can hold that. So what's the machlekes in the brakes? Like the first shot, whether you choshen miyuta or ain't choshen miyuta, kamithli. Okay, so we finished that shtick of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Now we go back to that somewhat mysterious halacha of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer Misham Oviv, in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Habas machel haben einay machel. And we already pointed out, lechoyra, Why Bas would it be better than Ben? Bas is Machel. Ben's ownership interests, L'chayra, are stronger. Why Bas Machel? Ben ain't a Machel. And Rashi said in the Amud Aleph, B'gemar Mefarish. So now we're getting to that Gemara. Frank Gemara, Maishna Ben Duloy Machel. Again, we're assuming that besides the Bas or the Ben, there's also an Ishim Mu'uberis over here. Because if there is no Ishim Mu'uberis, you only have a Bas, you only have a Ben. No problem, because the Bas is the sole owner of the Avadim, and the Ben is the sole owner of the Avadim. So, why is Bas Machel, Ben Eina Machel? So, it's got to be in a Muberis situation. So, Maishna, Ben Deloy Machel, Mishum Chalkoi Shul Uber. Okay, so that Chedek of the Uber shares the ownership interest of the Ben, because he's also potentially a 50% owner. Bas Nami Loy Tachel, the same thing should apply to a Bas, Ben Dei Chalkoi Shul Uber. And here it's even worse, because if the Uber turns out to be a Ben, then he'll take over everything.
Take over everything.
And if it's a Bas, 50%. So I don't understand why. Do you say Bas Machel and Ben Eina Machel? It doesn't make sense. It's talking about that there's very, very little in the estate. Going to Ikeben Bahadi Bas. Oh. So the case of Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi, when it says Habas Machel, is talking about not that there's a Bas by herself, there's a Bas with a Ben together. So what does that make any difference? Because since in Nechos Mu'atim, even though Min HaToyra, the Ben takes all the Nechosim to the exclusion of the Bas, but because there are very few Nechosim, the Chachom Mu'mesaken, that these Nechosim are going to be channeled to the Bas and not to the Ben. And the reason is because unfortunately somebody has to go collecting. Chozer Apsachim. And we prefer that Habonis Yezoinu V'Habonim Yishula Apsachim. It's not bekovedik that a girl, that a woman should have to go around Bechozer Apsachim. So therefore the Chum said, we're going to give the Bonis Nechas Mu'atim and let the boys worry about making panosa and having to solicit funds, Chas V'Shalom, if there's not enough to feed everybody. Okay, so Vos is. Continue on. We could go into Ikeben Bahavi Bas. Although the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is talking Bas, he means a Bas and a Ben together, and there's very little Nechos. So let's forget about the Uber for a moment. Who's going to get all of those Nechosim? It's going to be the Bas, because it's not enough to go around. They're going to give it all to the Bas. So she's going to get the whole thing. But now we are talking about an Uber. So Manavshah, so let's think about this. Ihai de Me'ebra, if the Uber inside, in utero, is a Ben, who He certainly doesn't have any better rights than the ben who's already in existence, where we already are denying him the estate because it's a nechasim u'atim, and we're giving everything to the bas. So it doesn't make a difference if there's one ben, if there's two bens, or there's 20 banim. Doesn't make any difference. The bas is going to give the whole thing just because it's nechasim u'atim. So I don't care if the uber inside is a ben. E basi, you're going to tell me, but maybe it's a bas. And if it's a bas, then she should share in these nechasim mu'atim. Dr. Yamora, amai ochla, what's the reason why the bas that's already born eats from nechasim mu'atim to the exclusion of the ben? It's b'takanta d'rabban. It's takanta d'rabban because we don't want the girls to have the choizer al ha-psoch. Zokti Yomara, Kamtul Nafik La'avara Oylam Latina Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were only concerned about Leibedika people, people that are alive. Fetuses in utero, the Chachamim didn't make any takanas for. And so therefore, that fetus in utero, if it happens to be a Zohar, is not going to get anyway, because he's no greater miyuchas than the ben that's already born and kicking and doesn't get anything because the chasim u'atim. And if it's in the keva, they're not entitled to any takana because the chum didn't make a takana for a fetus. Okay, so now I understand the pshat of Shomar B'Yosi, why by bas machel, so ben chasim u'atim. He doesn't explain what the ben ena machel is, but Rashi says it's talking about that there's only a ben and there is no bas. Here you don't have to talk about the chasim u'atim. The reason why ben ene machel is because maybe the brother, maybe the fetus is a ben, and Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi says in the name of Ovid Rav Yossi that a uber shters. So therefore, if it's a ben, ene machel, because maybe there's another ben. Maybe it's a miut. Apparently he would hold chayshin the miut, like we said before. So to my ukimta, how did you now explain Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, like we just got finished saying minachasim what? So about very few nachasim, therefore the bas gets the whole thing. Eima seifa. Let's go to the next case of Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Shmuel, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, which we discussed already at some length on the top of the Amid. Eima seifa. Shami moti uber zocher bein lebonis b'mokim ben klum. Remember what was the case again? Zokach, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's six lines from the bottom of the Amid. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, oim is char miyachlu. Kulan the cave is loyachlu. Why shema yimotzi uber zocher bein lebonis b'mokim ben klum? Maybe there's going to be an uber zachar, and these are all kula nekevos, and therefore the zachar is going to take away. 1 second, didn't you tell me you were talking about nechasim u'atim? If nechasim u'atim, it all goes in the kevos.
Right.
Who cares if there's going to be an uber zachar? You're not going to get any anyway,
right.
Because these nekevos are going to take over everything. So for Eitimor, I don't understand now the lashon of this price. Ain't a sefer. No, the mayu came to nechasim u'atim. Ain't a sefer. Shem yimotzi uber zach. The in the bonus mokem ben klum adraba nechasim u'atim the bonus nino, and therefore ignore this uber zocher altogether. After the Gemara, you're right. Besef asan nechasim erubin. In other words, there's really no machloikis between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the previous man, the Reb Shmuel Bar Yossi, in the name of Aviv. Reb Shmuel Bar Yossi is talking about a case of nechasim u'atim, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says maskir nechasim u'atim. You're right. The bonus take over everything. I'm going to tell you another case, the Chasim Arubim. The Chasim Arubim, even if there happen to be a whole bunch of girls, they cannot eat because maybe the Uber inside happens to be an Uber, which is a Zachar, and the Zachar takes over everything. And the Chasim Arubim. Ah, okay. Zog to Yomar, when the Chasim Arubim, the bonus, no, you tell the Chasim Arubim belong to the bonus. V'om Reb Asi, om Reb Yoichanan, yisoyim shekodmu v'machru, ben nechasim u'atim, masha machru, machru. What would happen if, even though we just said now, nechasim u'atim belong to the banis, what happens if the yisoyimim who are banim are not happy with that determination? And what do? They went and sold these nechasim u'atim before we had a chance to ask Bezin, before we consulted with anyone. They went and sold nechasim u'atim without asking the girls. They sold them. So masha machru, machru. What was sold, it's effective. Oh, so I see that even though the Chachamim were misaking that the benefit of the estate goes Abonis Yezoinu, but the Maisa who really owns the Nechasim, it's still the boys. Because the boys, if they sold it, it's a good sale. So Ibazoi, I don't understand what you're telling me, that there happened to be a Bas. And there's in utero or fetus, nothing to worry about. The Bas is going to get the whole thing. That's not true. The ownership to these Nechasim belongs to that Uber, if you hold that Uber is Zocha in utero, it belongs to him. So even though the Chum will say, channel the funds to the girls and make sure that they have every single day two or three meals to eat, Mezainis, Ablamaisa, the ownership still belongs to the over. So how did you go and say, Habas, Machel, but there's only a Bas, nothing to worry about? So you might have a Bas Diktani. Not like we learned until now, the Bas means aim, meaning the mami. What we mean to say is that the word Bas over here really means female, we don't mean daughter, and therefore we're talking about the mother. And what do we mean with the mother? That if, Chas v'Shalom, the Kohen passed away, and you left over the Bas Yisrael, right? What was the case of our Mishnah? Bas Yisrael, Shenisa for Kohen. And what happened was, she now, unfortunately, now she's a widow. But she has now her own Nechsim Lug of the Avodim. What's the din? If there is a bas, meaning there's an aim, then the avodim can go and eat. So look at the last Rashi right before the Mishnah. See the Mishnah, it's about 10 lines before the wide lines. Elamaya bas diktoni aim, bochi kamer. Ho aim ma'achelis avdi maluk shalo, kiderach shahoiso eichelis. Just like she ate until now, she can continue eating, and the Avdi Maluk can continue eating. So the Uber is not going to share her eating or the Avdi Maluk's eating. Why? Because she has Zera, which is from the Zera Akahuna, either a Ben or a Bas, so therefore she can eat. Number two, her Avdi Maluk can eat because since she's allowed to eat, her Avdi Maluk belongs to her. Derivative, they can go and eat. However, haben ein machsel. When it says over here habas, we don't mean habas. It means ha'aim. The aim can be machel the avodim because since she can eat, they can eat. However, the ben ein machel is avdi tzayin barzel. His avdi tzayin barzel nechal kashul because there might be an uber and the uber shters. No, if that's the case, isn't that the case of Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah? Freiti Marietz. Ihochi hein Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said in our Mishnah the same thing, that as far as she can go and eat. As far as her avodim avdi maluk, they can eat. It's only that avdi tzayin barzel cannot eat because of the uber. So what is Rabbi Shmuel adding or subtracting from his father Rabbi Yosi? So tomorrow, hein Rabbi Yosi. Tomorrow, cooler Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi k'toni lo. Ein hanami. Both the first part of the price and the second price is all Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi repeating it in the name of his father. So even though the Lashon HaBraisa doesn't seem to flow that naturally, because the Braisa says, Dim Rabbi Yosi, and then it's Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. No, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi really is saying everything, both the Reish and the Seif, it's all Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. In terms of the text, the Meiri makes it a little bit easier, because the way the Meiri learns is, V'chein Om Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Mishum Ovid. In other words, he just adds V'chein, and one extra word that the Tanakhama says, Dim Rabbi Yosi. Who's this Dim Rabbi Yosi? Whichever Tana put together the Braisa, Reb Chiya, Reb Oishia, whoever, that's Reb Yosi. And not only that, but Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi, said the name of Avdi, the exact same thing. Habas, if it's an Ein, Machel is her Avdi Malug. And if you're talking about the Avdi Tzayin Barza that belong to the Ben, Ein a Machel, because she has me Muberes, just like Tati said, just like Reb Yosi said at the outset of the Braisa. Okay. So on a new Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, the first word, we've just been talking about now for almost an hour, Ha'uber. Well, let's read quickly the first line. Ha'uber v'hayovim v'irisin v'hacheresh v'venteisha shana v'yemechet or all poislin v'loi machil. So about Uber, that's poisl v'ena machil, that's what we just had. Rashi says it very succinctly. If you want to look at the Rashi again, Uber poisel bas koyin shenisis li Yisrael. So now Umes the Yisrael died. She's hoping to be able to go and eat the truma de beinasha, her truma from her parents' home, because she's a bas koyin. But if he nichum uberes Uber poisel, the Uber says, "I'm sorry, you cannot eat because I might be born and become a Yisrael, and then therefore you're stuck to me." She won't be able to v'shava el beis avia kin urel because she's a father, she's a mother, I should say, of a Yisrael, and therefore she won't. But in the meantime, as long as it's an Uber poisel doesn't allow her to go and eat. Same thing as veina machel. Now it's forget. That was the case of our Mishnah. Bas Yisrael shenisis l'koyin, and throughout the marriage she was eating until now. Umeis, and unfortunately l'koyin passed away. If she would have left over, he would have left over bonim or bonois, she could continue eating because she is the mother of the kahuna. But unfortunately, v'nichum uber, she's only uber. Ein amachlo, she cannot eat based on the, when the uber is born, I mean, it should be a ben kayam or a bas kayam, she'll be able to eat, but not at this time because of the fact that the uber is ein amachlo. Exactly. So that's uber. Now we get to Yovam. What's the Yavam? And again, it works in both directions. Look, next Rashi. Vayavam, Bas Koyin, Shemeris LeYavam Yisrael. Her husband was Yisrael. And therefore, the Yavam is also Yisrael. And her, unfortunately, her husband had no children. So now she's Shemeris Yavam to the Yisrael. So, can she go back, Beis Aviyah Bin Urea, and eat from the Trumah de Menashe because she's a Bas Koyin? No. She cannot eat Trumah Aviyah until this Yibam situation is resolved. As long as there's a Zika over here, there's a Zika to the Yavam Yisrael, she cannot go and eat Truma. And we'll see the Gemara is going to bring Psukim for all of this shortly. Bas Yisrael Shemeres the Yavam Kain. What happens if her husband was a Kain that she was eating until now, and therefore the Yavam is also Kain, and she would like to go and eat? Eina Machila, sorry, until he does Yibam, she cannot eat. So in this transition period,
But why not?
All going to be okay. Based on Psukim. Let's wait till we get to the Gemara. Okay. So that's going to be Yavam. Then we have Erisin. What's Erisin? Again, the next Rashi. Erisin bas koyin muhuresis Yisrael, even though it's only Erisin, pasla. She cannot go and eat because she's now married to Yisrael. Married with a small M, but she's married to Yisrael. She cannot eat from. Ubas Yisrael muhuresis the koyin. If she's muhuresis the koyin, also eina machila. And the Gemara is going to say in the Amud Aleph, in the Emesim Minat Torah, your machil, because the koyin is the nefesh kinyan kasboy, but al tzegzeda, either because of ulav shematashke or because of simpoy, which we'll see on the omid alf. Ein machil. That's the case of eris. And then we have the case of the cheresh. The Gemara doesn't explain, or Rashi doesn't explain what cheresh means, but it means that the cheresh went and married her, since the kedushin of a cheresh are kind of, if you will, speculative, because he doesn't have a chedik min ha-Torah, chedik shet mekot, don't have seichel, so therefore, again, he only passes, he's not machel.
Who's the Kohen in this situation?
It's the same thing as before, but if you want to look at it, look at the Gemara in the Amud Aleph, second line, b'cheresh. In Bas Koyin Yisrael, the cheresh is Yisrael, so she says, well, I'm a Bas Koyin, I can eat from the Menashe. No, pasula. He passes her from eating. Even though Minatoyri doesn't have the possibility of being Mekadosh, because the Chesed Vakan, the Chacham said, if the Chesed is next Chasana, Midrabanan, it's a good Chasana, and therefore she is married to Yisrael Midrabanan, that shares her right to eat Trum. And if it's the other way around, the Yibat Yisrael, the Koyin, he's a Koyin, Le Machel. Why? Because he doesn't have a Kenyan Minatoyri. Okay, so that, it's again each time Bas Yisrael, Bas Koyin. Ubentei Sheshonim V'yaymechad. Here, once again, Rashi says, because there's going to be a shakla v'tani in the Gemara, exactly what the situation is. We mean that the husband is a benteisha shonav yamechad, exactly what the case is. So, bas koyin, mitchem, stay tuned to tomorrow's Gemara. Benteisha shonav yamechad, poislin v'loy machin. So all of these cases, we said, they only cause trouble. The uber, or the yavam, or the erisin, the cheirish benteisha, poislin v'loy machin. They don't benefit, they only cause trouble. Now, talking about the benteish shon v'yemechad, sofik shehu benteish shon v'yechad, sofik she'ena sofik, sofik she'enoi, meaning maybe he's already 9 in a day, maybe he's not 9 in a day, meaning he's only 9 years old. As you'll recall, we've said in the past that a child who's a katan, who's a benteisha, he has the status of a ben bia. Right. If it's less than teisha, does not have the status of a ben bia. So we have a suffix, I don't know exactly how old he is. Or if you're talking about now a suffix or godel, suffix hevi beisaris, suffix shalai hevi. Now this is not talking about the ben teisha shanim, he doesn't get shtei saris. This is going back on the Erusin case, that the Orus that gave her kesef kedushin, I'm not sure, we know that there was a bar mitzvah, mit the balloons, mit the pshetl, but we still don't know whether he got shes, whether he's physically mature or not. Again, we have a shayla. What happens in all these cases? And I have a suffix. And again, it's poisilvein and machel, because whether he can be machel or not. And now, since we brought these sveikos, says the Mishnah, I'll bring you one more suffix, which really is unrelated to all of these prior sveikos. However, since we're talking sechses yivamis, nafal bayis olav, we've had this come already before. What happens if nafal bayis olav v'albas achid, v'en yedua ezemeis rishon? We have a husband and wife, and the husband was married to his niece, which was perfectly fine. And the husband never died, and the niece never died, leaving no children. Now there is a yavam, and there is a tzara. The question is that tzara a tzara so erva? the brother, if the Bas Ochiv were alive, obviously the Ochiv could not be Miyabim, his own daughter. That would be Bitzai. That would be the first case of our Mishnah. That's an Erda. And therefore the Tzara would be Bat. But it's possible that the Bas Ochiv passed away prior to the husband passing away. So that the time that the Mes passed away, there was no Erva on the scene. Like the first Mishnah said, the Kulan in Mesu of Mianu Tzareisein Mutaris. So I don't know what the status of this Tzara is, and you do a Mes Rishai. Then the husband passed away first, and therefore she was the Tzara of an Erva, and therefore she's Potter. Or do I say the Erva passed away, and by the time the husband passed away, there was no Erva on the scene, and therefore she is
Zakuk.
She's Zakuk. Because I don't know. Tzareisein Chalatz is following Mesim. Good. Zokti Mishnah, Zokti Marho Uber. So we already explained. He baskoin li Yisrael. If you're talking about a baskoin marrying Yisrael, hasila, then the Uber passels her from eating. Why? She's a baskoin. He eat from the Benasha. Because the pasuk says, if a baskoin kisiya almana ugrusha, the zera ain la, the shava el beisa via kinureha. Because before she was married, she was not pregnant. Now she is. It's not a kinureha scene. Therefore, past. Ibas Yisrael the koyin he loy machelah like we said in the Yomar Aleph yolid machel sheini yolid einoy machel. That was the case of the Uber. Now let's go to the Yavam. So Timar ibas koyin Yisraeli. If the Yavam happens to be Yisrael, pasula why the shava el beis avia perhaps the shemeres Yavam. The only reason why a bas koyin can eat is if after the husband died, the shovel beis avia can eat.
Entirely.
She cannot be shovel beis avia. She is an umbilical cord, the zika to the oven. She's got to wait. E bas yisrael koyin, what happens the other way around? It's a bas yisrael married to a koyin. Le-machila. Why not? The Torah says, koyin who's married, a zika, why not? Because it says, ki'ikne nefesh kinyin kas, the koyin ki'ikne nefesh kinyin kas, boy, omrachmana, for kinyin the ochifu, vis-a-vis the Yavam, it's not his kinyin kasboy, it's his dead brother's kinyin
kasboy. Why isn't the earlier kinyin grandfathered in? Because she was married to a kohen legitimately with kinyin kesef.
What happens? There would be no Yavam. What's the difference in it?
She should be able to eat.
Well, no, we're talking about a bas Yisrael, a kohen. Bas Yisrael,
No children.
Okay. There was a kinyin kasboy, perfect kinyin kasboy, but unfortunately he dies, and then nothing left. I said, do I Yavam? But the Yavam, that's not his kinyan kasper. That was his brother's kinyan kasper. And he's in Shemayim, and he can't be machel anymore. Finally, for Erisin. We said Erisin, points away in a machel. Ibas koin Yisraeli.
Mazel tov.
Brukham to you. See you, Mitchum, Sunday morning, if not soon. And we're going to learn Mitchum Sunday morning. Sunday, Shem Mitchum. Yeah, good. Ibas koin Yisraeli, if it's a bas koin that married a Yisrael, and therefore that disqualifies her from eating truma, pasula. Why dar kanya bahavaya? He is koiner bavaya, that means a kisiya, or baskoin kisiya li ishzor. Again, this week, etc. Baskoin kisiya li ishzor. He met the srumas a kodeshim li saicha. And there is a vaya of kedushin, because he gave her the kessel with the shah, the beer, whatever it was. Kanya. So therefore, Eris and koina, she cannot go and eat trum, right? Baskoin kisiya li ishzor, there is a vaya, she's a ishzor, can't eat. The bas yisrael the koini, if the bas yisrael the koin were minatoris, she would be able to go and eat. We're done in the river. Loi machila, the koin cannot feed her. Why not? There's a vaya, she belongs to a koin. Mishum de ula, because of ula. What did ula say? Says Rashi, because shema yashka, since she's going to go and stay, shema tashka really, since she's going to stay at home together with her siblings, the siblings are going to go and see the truma package that she receives from time to time. Ah, oh, Shprinza, we'd like to eat from some of these packages. She might give it to them, and they're all Yisraelim. Because Shem Atashka, we said, they cannot, even she cannot eat. Toys of the Gemara does not bring the second reason, and that's because of Simpoin. Toys at the beginning of the parak did bring both reasons. If you want to turn back to Samach Vav Amid Aleph, you look at the third Toys from the top of the Amid. Lekoyin shenasa isha, so toif
bo'adin
she'iris. Elenoket nasa mishum da'arusa midrabana li'achla, either because of ula that we just had, shem yashke, or mishum simpoin, or because of simpoin. So it's all midrabana. Minatoy, she would be able to, but now she can't. Good. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagi Ben Zaktis.